The state of Ohio and voting rights groups face off today in a Cincinnati courtroom to determine the state's political map for 2020. The long-running dispute prompted a ballot issue last year, placing new requirements on the drawing of the state's congressional boundaries. But the challengers argue Ohio needs new districts in time for the 2020 election, rather than waiting to redraw the lines after the census. Last month at an Associated Press forum, four of Ohio's statewide officers, all Republicans, gathered to take questions from reporters. Secretary of State Frank LaRose addressed what he believes should happen with the state's congressional map.
The people of Ohio have spoken, and the chance to draw those new maps will come after the census in 2020, when we do that every 10 years, and that'll be in 2021. I think that's the best course of action.
LaRose was one of the driving forces behind what became State Issue 1, a 2018 initiative placing requirements on the map drawing process to avoid gerrymandering and encourage bipartisanship. The measure garnered bipartisan support, and voters overwhelmingly approved it. But shortly after that election, the American Civil Liberties Union sued Ohio in federal court. Rather than waiting for the new process to take effect after the next census, attorney Fred Levinson insists the court should scrap the current map ahead of the 2020 election.
Ohio has among the most egregiously gerrymandered maps in the country and of all time.
Levinson argues the drafters intentionally created a district plan that would ensure 12 safe Republican seats to just 4 Democratic ones.
Perfect results. Not a single seat has changed parties. The 12 seats that were designated by the map drawers for Republicans have yielded Republican congressmen, and the 4 that were left to Democrats, that were packed with Democrats, predictably yielded Democratic seats.
And that's in an almost evenly divided state. Republicans usually avoid talk of gerrymandering and chalk up large advantages to geographic anomalies in the map drawing process. Levinson contends the current map, giving Republicans a 3-to-1 advantage, is unconstitutional in 3 ways. The first is familiar. By diluting the voting power of Democrats, she argues the map conflicts with the one-person, one-vote principle. But the case also contends the map violates First Amendment guarantees to association by burdening one party, and that state officials exceeded their authority to draft boundaries. Jen Miller from the Ohio League of Women Voters says the issue can't wait.
This is about the fact that right now Ohioans are going to the ballot to vote under unconstitutional conditions. And so if we can bring a more fair map to Ohioans for even just one election, that's something the league is going to do.
And there is some precedent for going back to the drawing board. Just last year, Pennsylvania's high court threw out their congressional map on state constitutional grounds. But attorneys for Ohio argue the league and the ACLU haven't presented a standard the court can use to determine when a map is too partisan, and that the groups lack standing in the first place. LaRose pointed to another problem with revising the congressional map.
We don't want to be having mid-decennial redistricting for a variety of reasons, and namely, it creates confusion among the voters of Ohio.
And at the same forum, Attorney General Dave Yost urged restraint while the U.S. Supreme Court weighs cases from Maryland and North Carolina.
So we are a little bit like Schrodinger's cat here. We're existing in a cloud of possibilities without any certainty at the moment.
But even while he looks to the Supreme Court, Yost has doubts about judges being able to settle the matter.
I don't believe that the courts are the place for politics, not Republican politics, not Democrat politics. And this inherently political process is not particularly susceptible to a judicial determination.
Ohio's case is being tried under a unique process. A panel of 3 federal judges will hear the arguments, and any appeal to their eventual ruling will be immediately certified to the U.S. Supreme Court. Although the 2020 election is more than a year away, time is running short. A new map, if one is ordered, needs to be ready in time for candidates to gather signatures ahead of the primary. The Secretary of State's office says it needs the matter settled by September 20th of this year. Nick Evans, WOSU News.